Good morning. Well, I tell you, the four life hacks that Thomas presented to us this morning, three of them are okay. The reign of glory is not good for us. Isn't it a wonderful day in the body as we greet each other, as we sense and feel the power of praise and love? Isn't it good to be here today? Come on now, you can say it. Amen. We are all vertical, and we're not horizontal. I'm sorry, let me take that back. We're all vertical, horizontal. And we don't want to be vertical, not today anyway. Isn't it good for us as we look at this series to contemplate the power of God's love in our hearts? Isn't it good to know that God loves us so much that in his own wisdom and yet our understanding, we embrace that love? When I was coming up as a little boy, there's a song my grandmama used to sing a long time ago. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Then the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. You know the rest of that? Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else would help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else would help. Come on, let's say the last verse. Love lifted me. Give yourself a great big hand. Didn't that feel good? Didn't it feel good to know that God loves us so much that even in the midst of life hacks, he loves us just as we are, and not particularly how somebody else loves me? He loves us so much, and that's the essence of Proverbs. Proverbs gives to us a direct linkage to who God is and what God has done for us. It's love. As a father instructs his children in Proverbs 4, verses 1 through 7, reads, "Listen, my son, a father's instructions. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender, an only child of my mother, taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commandments and you will live. Give wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them." What a wonderful day it is in the neighborhood to talk a little bit about what matters in your life. What is the thing that gives you joy? What is the thing that gives you hope when it seems as if all things have fallen in a desolate pit and we call those things hopelessness? What's the thing that really matters to give you joy when you find as if, when you find or seem as if there's no joy in your life? What really matters when it comes to praising God and giving God the glory? Have you ever had those or one of those praiseful moments and you are able to give back to God what God has so graciously given to you? You remember how you used to praise God? When I was a boy growing up in St. Andrew's Church in Greenville, my grandmother used to sit here. I'd sit here and my brother sat on the other side. And of course, in our tradition, when the Spirit moved, persons would get up and shout and fall out and that sort of thing. My brother and I would just get to laughing, just wee. My grandmama was the only person that I knew could get happy, fall out, Judas and I laughing, and she pinch our legs while she was still in the Spirit. There is something about Proverbs that moves us to where we are, to where God wants us to be. That is something about Proverbs that gives us a song when we don't have one. When we're up against the wall, gives us a buffer. That is something about Proverbs. That whole thing of wisdom and understanding, it gives us the ability to lean forward, not to fall backwards or to fall. Proverbs gives us a real sense of who God is and what God is saying to us. Solomon, the principal contributor to Proverbs, simply and profoundly says, get wisdom, but get understanding. Let those words fall and retain in the deep recesses of our hearts. So, what really matters? Does it matter how you look, how you dress, what you drive? Doesn't matter how old it is or how new it is. What really matters individually and collectively? Well, I can end this sermon today just by simply saying the heart matters. Amen. The heart matters. Why does the heart matter? Because the heart gives us our sense of closeness to Jesus the Christ. But what else matters? Don't tell anybody. But Jesus matters. I should have got some hallelujahs, praise the Lord. Jesus matters today. In the midst of all of the things I've heard, whether it's Black Lives Matter or White Lives Matter or whether the government matters or whether police lives or whether firemen's lives matter, what really matters today is Jesus. What really matters when you're on the brink of falling and can't get up? What matters on your journey? Jesus matters. The heart gives substance. The heart is able to sense and to feel where you are. Jesus matters. Well, Ed, you're old and you got all these old fogey ideas. Well, you say what you want to. When I fall, I can't get up by myself. Amen, somebody. There has to be a kind of spirit and power that moves us, that ignites us. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how beautiful you are, sooner or later, you're going to get old. I was watching TV the other day, and there's this commercial about, I won't call the name of the product, but you rub it on your eye and all those bags under your eye, they disappear. All the wrinkles on your head, they disappear. All of the crow feet, all of the eagle claws that's on your body, you rub a little dab on it and it disappears. No. And I started, God knows I started because I got something under my eyes. I picked up the phone. I picked up the phone, and it was one of these deals where you pick up the phone, you buy one, get one free. No, it ain't going to work because I'm going to mess around and rub something in my eye, and then I'm going to be blinded the rest of my life. I almost picked up the phone and I almost dialed that number because I wanted something to go away, to disappear. No, it's not like that, my brothers and sisters, because even when you rub it on, sooner or later, the medicine or the cream is going to evaporate and those puffs are going to get bigger, larger, and larger. That is something about Proverbs that simply says to us, not only does your heart retaineth the word of God, but that doesn't change. It doesn't change at all. We change. Our dress change. Once upon a time, long time ago, back where it was now and forever, you know, you used to wear, good grief, I get ahead of myself. You know, I get a little happy sometimes and can't figure out what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. But what I do know, once upon a time, in the days, there used to be double breast suits. Boy, they were sharp, weren't they? They were sharp. And they went away. And all those double breast suits that I used to wear, I threw them away. And then they came back. What's going on here? What's going on here? My brothers and sisters, what I'm asking today is something that I think God is calling us to do. Change your heart. This society is demon riddled. Let this be a change of heart. Now, can God change hearts? Yes. He changes the notes of a song when you're sitting by somebody and they somewhere else and you singing somewhere else. God can change that. Last night, I was on my way home from leaving the drugstore. And the police got behind me. And I pulled right up on the street where we live. And so when I got out of the... When he got out of the car and came towards the door, man, I was sweating. I just tell you the truth. I was sweating. Like, I said, Lord, please, please change this officer's heart. Please change his heart. Don't let him give me a ticket. My wife seen the blue lights flashing, from the street, and she came out. I said, Jeannie, please go back in the house, please. So anyway, he came up. There was one behind on this side, and one. He said, and there were several questions he asked me. Do you have a gun? I said, no, sir. He said, are you drinking? I said, no, ma'am. No, sir. What are you doing? I said, I'm on my way home. He said, may I see your license? And I gave it to him. May I see your insurance card? And I gave it to him. And he sat in his car for the longest. All my neighbors out on the porch looking at looking at the preacher. I'm scurrying about in the glove compartment trying to find other papers. And I'm praying. Some said, Ed, just pray that he have a heart change. Just pray. And so I did like this. And I was like this when he came up on the door. And I was praying. I said, thank you, Lord. Please, please don't let me get a ticket tonight. True story. He gave me the ticket and said, Reverend, I didn't know him. And he didn't know me. He said, Reverend, take it easy. I'm giving you a warning ticket. I said, thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. A heart was changed. In the twinkling of an eye. My brothers and sisters, we live in a day and time where there needs to be more heart changes. Now, I must say to you unequivocally and unalterably, you may not like me. You may not like me. You may not like the way I look. You may not like me at all. But if you're going to heaven with me, you got to love me. Amen. You got to love me just as much as I love myself and I love you. That is something about Proverbs that gives us an opportunity to open up the sleuthways of our heart and allow the power and presence of God to touch us. To touch us. To touch us. To touch us. Now, I must admit, during my college days, I was not the guy talking about a heart change. Was not. Tried to do everything that I possibly can, but thanks be to God, I had a praying mama and a praying daddy. And every time I got off the phone, my daddy would make me more conscious of what I had perhaps done. He would always say, Ed, at the very end, I tried to get him off quick. Bye, Dad, I'll see you later here. And Dad would always say, boy, I'm praying for you. That is something in the fabric of our faith that says that it's not Ed, but it's a hard, a pulsating, beating, throbbing heart that leads us to Calvary. A pulsating, powerful heart that distributes blood everywhere. A pulsating heart that makes us feel loved when we sometimes feel unloved. Cared for when we feel uncared for. It's amazing that the heart is able to quench, to give us those things that we stand in need of. I'm convinced this morning that a heart change is necessary for this world of ours, because the heart really matters. As beautiful as this choir, as this band sings and thrills us each morning with their music, you know what's thrilling about that? Is that it matters because I'm able to praise God where I am and not where folk want me to be. It's amazing. It's spiritual. Proverbs say it's not a head thing, it's a heart thing. Because if the heart is going to matter in your spirituality, every now and then you ought to say amen. Every now and then you ought to raise your hand and say, Lord, I wouldn't be here if it were not for you. Amen. Amen. Every now and then you need to say to each other, I love you in spite of you. Nick calls it the FSN. if it's that or not. Sometimes we gotta feel uncomfortable when we love folk. And that's fine, because it becomes a growing process in each of us. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know who watches me. Does he watch you? Is he taking care of you? What really matters is the heart. Is the heart. The drumbeat of faith, the throbbing sounds of liberty, throbbing sounds of faith as it beat within our bosoms. That's the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. Now, please know that life's hacks, this thing that Thomas did a few minutes ago, they're great. But you know the thing that gives me more joy, gives me more inspiration, and it's not, you don't have to be creative about it. I love it because Jesus matters in my life. And when Jesus matters in your life, you don't have to worry about getting your hands dirty, because he cleans you up. Amen. You don't have to worry about singing out of tune, because he's always got a resident tune in the fabric of your faith. You don't have to worry about that. What really matters to each of us today, individually and collectively, is that Jesus really matters. Now, I like Joe Duesenberg. There he is right there, and I can see him too. I like Joe. But you know what's important about me liking Joe and Joe liking me? Is that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to like him. But you got to love him, and you got to let Jesus be your guide. And I say that to you this morning. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God takes care of us. Beneath his wings of love abide. He'll take care of us. And as the heartbeat beats, as we sense the power and presence of God, we stand in awe of his promise. Let your heart retain the words of God. Now, there are three lessons, and I'm going to be through in about four minutes and 35 seconds. The first lesson, of course, is the heart becomes a filtering, cleaning system of our lives. The heart does that. When you're all grumpy and miserable and contentious, the heart gives you a smile. And we are able to sense and feel the power of God. Allow our hearts to love when it's uncomfortable to love. Love me just as I am. I'm not going to hurt you. You're not going to hurt me. But if need be, I'll do an exit stage left real quick. What that mean, Ed? I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to run. The heart has to be a symbol and vessel of love that sometimes makes us uncomfortable. And then the third thing, of course, make sure your heart is spiritually watered and nurtured. Word of God. Nurtured in the Word of God. Now, when those things take place, you don't have to worry about other things happening in your life or mattering in your life. What's really important is that you turn your eyes towards him who is able to do all things. We live in a world that is so mixed up. our culture is so mixed up. The devil is busy. Sometimes you go in church and the devil is already there. And you say to yourself, get thee behind me. I know you not. What matters? What matters in your life? What keeps you pushing forward? What is it that guides and sustains you? What is it that allows you to make decisions about your faith and who you are as a child of God? Now, I must admit, once upon a time, I used to be a strong 255-pound man who could bench press about 50 pounds. But I'm not as strong today that I was. And of course, I weigh about the same amount, and the heaviest thing I pick up is a steak. Oh, amen. Praise God. But that is something about the powerful, wonderful name of Jesus, who died on a cross for me, who shed his blood, who gave us liberty over oppression, gave us might instead of weakness. Powerful name of Jesus matters. And the people of God said, amen. Oh Lord, you feel and sense the pulsating heartbeat of your faith. Do you feel power of God in your life as you leave this place and ready yourselves for next week's journey? There is one oblation that I'd simply like to lift. Jesus matters, and he matters so profoundly. You can take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and the church said, amen.